Jesus took some disciples up to the mountain with him to pray. And when they were there, they saw Jesus change in front of them as Moses and Elijah showed up. It was an amazing experience. Now, maybe you have had some kind of an amazing experience with God in your life too. A kind of mountaintop experience where you feel inner peace. I've had those times. There were some retreats I was on in high school with a church I belonged to then. Some of the things we did in campus ministry in college. You may have had feelings like that. Maybe a Bible camp, on a retreat. Or maybe in that time when you realize that God's love is for you. That God is real and we are free to live. Or maybe it came at a time when you felt like you were in the deepest valley possible. And God's power came and rescued you. Those are the times when the power and reality of God comes to us in a way that we can feel when we know God is real and doubt feels like it's gone and we're at peace. Now, those experiences stick out because they are not part of normal life, are they? Now, we don't hear people in Denver say, "I wonder what it's like to live a mile above sea level." We don't hear people around here asking, "I wonder what it's like for winter to never end." We know. We don't want to wonder that. So mountaintop experiences of inner peace take us to the place of heart and soul where we feel close to God and we feel God's power. And again, in those fleeting moments, it feels like doubt is gone. Nothing else on the outside of us in the world matters because we are at peace. Jesus takes us to that place of heart where our blind eyes can begin to see what really matters, where cold hearts are melted with the power of His love, so that we start to share what we have. So we are as moved by the needs of others as we are by our own needs. Places of the heart where we find that real wealth is not defined by income, but in the currency of love. Jesus fills us with the power of God's love that can heal and change the world in us and through us. But here's the problem. We are so easily distracted by the hilltops we have created on our own, and we confuse our own hilltops of our stuff, our wealth, our power, everything we have. We confuse our puny little hilltops for the mountain. And sometimes we can't tell the difference. Until those hills fall apart. Until our power fades. And it is only from those mountaintops that we can see how small our own hills really are. How we have settled. And Jesus takes us to the mountain. He takes us to that place of the heart where we know that God is real and God is with us. But Jesus does not let us stay on the mountain. He sends us back down into the hills and valleys of life where real people like us live, because it is in the valleys of life where inner peace becomes more real, and that is where God is needed, in the valleys, where people are hungry, where people suffer, where people hurt, where people wait for God. One of the problems is the mountaintop experiences feel so good we want to hang on to them and keep them going. The disciples, Peter in particular, thought this was just the coolest thing ever. So Peter says to Jesus, "Hey, let's pitch some tents here and stay for a while." He wanted to keep it going. But Jesus wasn't having it. He said, "Oh no, we need to go back down the mountain, into the valleys, where real people live." You may recall, Jesus never healed anybody on the mountaintop. It is in the valleys where God's power is needed all the more, because it is not just for us alone. Chances are you're familiar with Dr. Martin Luther King's famous speech where he refers to the mountaintop, where he said, "I've been to the mountain, and I've seen to the other side." The civil rights movement was not fought on a mountain. It was fought in the valleys of diners and buses on city streets, with dogs, fire hoses, National Guard. Saving happens in the valleys where it is needed, where we know it, where we encounter pain and fear and all the troubles of life. Jesus sends us back into the valleys. What valley are you being sent to? Where are people waiting for God? See, that mountaintop feeling of God being in us and with us, it is portable. It travels with us no matter where we are. You see, our God is not far away. Now, chances are, you have experienced some of the dark valleys of life. And I don't know about you, but for me, in those darkest times, those ironically are also the times I feel God's presence all the more. Because that's when I need it all the more. Because that's the time when my power, the hills I have created that I have confused for God's mountain, have failed, when they haven't been enough. Those are the times when we are filled with this kind of mixed feeling, when it feels like our own worlds are falling apart and we're sure things couldn't get worse, but at the same time we are filled with God's sense of calm. And it's in those times and places that we touch God's presence, a higher place. But it is only when we can let go of our ideas, our desires, and our power that we can be touched by God to take us to that higher place beyond ourselves and our own little worlds. When the disciples went down the mountain, they didn't know it, but they were going to be transformed too. They were also going to be changed in some way. It started on the mountaintop, but it traveled with them. It continued in them as Jesus had planted a place in them that would carry them through the hardest times in the deepest valleys. Now, of course, it took the disciples a while to understand. They were too stuck on the heels of their own ideas to live in the inner peace that Jesus promised. For them, it was only after Jesus' suffering and death, when all their ideas were gone and they were deep in the valley of the shadow of death, that they could see the mountaintop for what it was. Now notice, when Jesus sends his disciples back down the mountain, he doesn't go alone. He leads them. That means we do not enter the valleys alone. We are led. Jesus is in us and with us. We go there with a living God every step of the way. Psalm 23 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because you, God, are with me." In AA and other 12-step groups, they talk about let go and let God. Now, that doesn't mean God is going to solve everything for us. But what God does do is promise to stay with us always, so we are never alone, filling us with power and peace that nothing on the outside can take from us. Jesus draws us close to him and says, "I love you no matter what, and I will always be with you. You have my word on it," he says. My promise. Jesus promises that we belong to him, and he pulls us up to the mountaintop from our disheveled hills that were so exciting, from the ones we confused for God's mountain. He brings us out of the valleys that feel so ominous, and fills us with what we really need, peace that nothing going on out there can take from us. And then he sends us back into the world to carry his life, his promise, his hope. Well, the marks of the valleys are abundant today. The hills we created are not as powerful as we thought. The world around us sometimes wants us to give in to despair, thinking that if the gods we have created have failed us, that we are sunk. The world wants us to think that what we need to do is rely on ourselves more. Do more, work more, get more. Jesus leads us to rely on God, the living God, the God of slaves in Egypt, the God who was faithful to people who made a career out of being unfaithful to God, the God who loves us enough to come to us in Jesus, to sacrifice himself for us and to us, to show us how much he does love us. The God who raises us up to the mountain from the valleys of fear and the crumbled hills of our former power fills us with the peace that we need so that we can see what really matters in life. And then he calls us to follow him down the mountain into the real world where loving, forgiving, and caring are needed. And when we go there, something interesting happens. It continues to change us. And you have seen this. When the hungry are fed, we are fed also, aren't we? But in a different way. Because for most of us, our bellies don't need food. But we need to be fed with God's power. When we forgive, when we carry God's grace to those who feel broken, excluded, unwanted, unloved, vilified, blamed, it changes us too. Because as God's love flows through us, some of it sticks. And it continues to transform us and make us new. If we want to see where God works in the world, we should not be looking up to the mountain. We should look in a mirror. Because Jesus does not work alone. Jesus sends us to carry God's promise into the world today in tangible ways because we are the ones that God sends to make miracles happen today. Wherever we go, God's power to create life and hope comes with us. God sends us into the world to share God's gifts, to heal the world, to bind up fearful hearts, to mend broken lives. What valley does Jesus lead you to?